Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service, and the full recording can be found on our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel, both linked on our website. Our readings today are taken from 2 Corinthians verses 17 to 21 and Luke 19 verses 1 to 10. We continue our series entitled Talking Jesus, which will be followed up in our small groups as well as our weekly Zoom meeting, to which you're all welcome. Login details can be found on our Facebook and website. The talk is by our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled We Are Christ's Ambassadors.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 21 from the Living Bible. When someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He is not the same anymore. A new life has begun. All these new things are from God, who brought us back to himself through what Christ Jesus did. And God has given us the privilege of urging everyone to come into his favor and be reconciled to him. For God was in Christ, restoring the world to himself, no longer counting men's sins against them, but blotting them out. This is the wonderful message he has given us to tell others. We are Christ's ambassadors. God is using us to speak to you. We beg you, as though Christ himself were here pleading with you, receive the love he offers you. Be reconciled to God. For God took the sinless Christ and poured into him our sins. Then, in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us.
So we now have some special guests that are going to be arriving to tell us the story of Zacchaeus. So if children, if you would like to come and grab some front row seats, these special guests would love to see more of you. They're puppets, so. There's loads of beanbags here. Do you want to come forward? All right, I've got a roll for you all to take as well. So I hastily scribbled something. So when you see me hold up the sign grumble, can you do a good grumble? Can we have a practice? I don't know if you can read my writing, but can you grumble? Go on, your best Sunday morning grumble. Yeah, well done. Very good. And then a cheer. Can you give me a cheer? Hey. So hopefully the England fans won't be grumbling later like the Scotland fans cheered to yesterday. Sorry, that's good. That's enough of that. I'm just eyeballing Richard as I say it. Oh, just really enjoying myself, the Six Nations. Right. Okay, without further ado, let's go.
Oh, Felix, look at that dreadful man. There he is again, looking at his tax book. I wonder who his next victim is. I heard that poor Mr. Arachner gave old Meanie Bags his last drachma last week, and his family didn't eat all weekend.
I don't think you should call him names, Felicia. Really, as camels, we're above that sort of low human behaviour.
But Felix, have you not heard all the awful stories about that man? Look at him. He has no heart. Collecting taxes for the Romans. Harumph! And he cheats people.
How do you know that?
Well, when he thinks no one is looking...
But you are.
Oh, do try and listen, Felix. Well, when he thinks no one is looking, he slips bags of coins under his robe and into a little money belt he wears round that enormous waist of his. No wonder he can afford to eat at the most expensive restaurants in town. And do you know what, Felix?
No.
Well, his camel, very snooty chap, eats out of a gold-plated bowl.
How ridiculous. Do you want me to go over and on him?
Felix, you will do no such thing. He'd probably tax our owners even more. But I suppose in a way you have to feel sorry for the man.
Changing your tune now, are you, Felicia? Typical woman.
I will ignore that. He is the most unpopular man in Jericho. He hasn't any friends. In fact, no one likes him. He might have the nicest house in town, but no one ever goes there. Oh, Felix, what's all that noise?
What noise? What noise?
Are you going deaf? Look over there. Can't you see the crowd? Or do you need your glasses?
Oh, yes. Now they're coming closer, I can see.
It's that Jesus fellow. He's talking to the crowd, telling them God's kingdom is coming. And they need to say that they are sorry.
Perhaps he'll tell them to stop beating their camels.
Shh! I'm listening. How wonderful he has come to Jericho. I have heard so many amazing stories from Humphrey, the travelling salesman's dromedary.
I wouldn't believe everything you hear.
Oh, really, Felix, you're such a cynic. This Jesus does wonderful miracles, heals people, provides fish and bread banquets.
Humph. Oh, I'll tell you a miracle.
Yes?
The tax collector has left his desk.
Oh, how funny. Ha ha ha. He's trying to jump up and down. He's so short he can't see Jesus.
Serves him right. I don't expect Jesus would want to meet such an unpleasant little man.
Now what's he doing? Oh, do look, Felix.
What now?
Felix, look, he's climbing that old sycamore tree. Goodness me.
Goodness you.
Oh, Jesus is coming this way. You'll never believe this.
Huh?
He's telling Zacchaeus to come down. Because he wants to go to tea with him. This is amazing. Oh, Felix, do look.
I was just trying to have a little shut-eye, Felicia.
How can you, Felix? This is so funny, but so amazing. Felix! Zacchaeus is running after Jesus, I think. Yes, he is.
Is what, dear?
I think Zacchaeus is welcoming Jesus back to his place for a meal. I can't really hear because a lot of people are talking. They don't seem very happy about this.
You can't blame them, Felicia. Why go there?
Indeed, they can't understand why he's gone to such a despicable person's home. Jesus has made a mistake.
Not so special this Jesus, after all, hey, Felicia? You have to admit, he's made a big error of judgment.
I don't understand it. I thought that Jesus was...
Spit it out, old girl.
Humph! I am not old.
Of course not. Well... What do you think?
Someone special. The one. Hold on. Something's happening.
What now?